Father, we give you the praise and the honor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you because you are God. Known unto you are all your works from the foundation of the world. We believe that you knew of this day before we came here. Let not one person live here the same. Bless somebody here. Touch somebody. Do something new in our lives. Thank you for the grace for 7 days of spiritual intensity, of hours of spiritual irrigation, of fire. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Welcome somebody again to the fifth month, and then you might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome you to the fifth month, and it is a month of taking charge in destiny. Taking charge in destiny. That is, you are not permitted to go through the world as a spectator. You are not permitted to go through this life as a victim. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Our duty this month is to take charge of that destiny that God created you to take charge of. The devil does not molest your life, and the devil does not do with you how he wants. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning is a blessing Sunday for the month of May, and I want to speak on the subject, the blessed life and destiny. The blessed life and destiny. We have two assignments in this message. Number one is to understand the characteristics of the blessed life and destiny. When we say somebody is blessed, this man is blessed, this woman is blessed, what are we talking about? What makes a person blessed? Is it the possession of money? Is it when somebody is rich that we say he is blessed? Is it when somebody is occupying a position that we say he is blessed? What are the characteristics of the blessed life? Number two, we'll understand the secrets of that blessed life. I don't know about you, but I want people to look at me and to say, that man is really blessed. He has been blessed of God. Now, by way of introduction, it is important to note that the blessed life is God's ultimate plan for his people. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And God blessed them. So man was blessed at creation. And God blessed them. Secondly, God raised a new generation of blessed people through his covenant with Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and in verse 3. He said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. In Abraham, a new generation of blessed people were raised. And thirdly, Jesus Christ died for the blessing of mankind. Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 12. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12 is saying, with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and the blessing. Hallelujah. Anybody set for the blessing, shout the loudest amen. So these are the templates that God has for the blessing of his people at creation. Through his covenant with Abraham. Through the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. We access the blessing. Now, when do we say a person is blessed? What makes a blessed person? What kind of life represents the blessed life? Number one, the life that is in good standing relationship with God. That life that is in good standing relationship with God. Why is it a blessed life? It's a blessed life because it is the life that has relationship with the most important personality on earth. When somebody has a relationship with the president of a country, people may say the person is favored or blessed or lucky. But this is the life that is in good standing relationship with the creator of the universe. Genesis chapter 19 and in verse 27, we saw Abraham rose up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. The life. Matthew 6:33. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that people are looking for will be added unto you. That life that is in good standing relationship with the creator of the universe. What is the blessed life? Number two, it is the life that enjoys the goodwill and favor of the Almighty. Enjoys the goodwill and the favor of the Almighty. Show me a man who has the goodwill of God. Show me a man who has the favor of God on their lives. And you are face to face with a man that is called blessed. Genesis chapter 39 and in verse 3. The Bible said, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Verse 4. And then his master, and he found grace in his sight, and he served him. When you see a man that is, it is very, very obvious that this man has the favor of God on his life. This man has the goodwill. God wishes him well. You call this person a blessed person. Not the favor of a mortal man. Not the favor of a boss in the office. But the favor of the Almighty. Number three. It is the life that exists with the consciousness of a guaranteed glorious destiny. That man who is aware, he exists with the consciousness of a guaranteed glorious destiny. He's a blessed man. He's aware that he has a future that is good. He has a future that is great. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. That was Abraham. The Lord said unto Abraham, get out of your country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. I have a future for you. I will make your name great, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And in verse 5, Abraham departed. Verse 4, verse 5. And Abraham took Sarah, and he departed. Verse 4 and 5. And he went. He was too conscious of the fact that there is a future ahead of him. Am I communicating at all? In Romans chapter 8 and in verse 30, the Bible said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You are a blessed man when you know that your future is solid, when you know that you are headed somewhere, you know, the devil knows, God knows. Am I communicating? Somebody asked me many years ago, he said, when you were going into ministry, what was your plan B in case you did not succeed? I told him that there was no plan B because success was not an option. It was either we succeeded or we succeeded. It was not succeed or fail. There was no second plan because where we were going was too clear. How to get there was very clear. And as we engaged with God in what it took to get there, we were getting there at the frequency of God. Am I communicating at all? You are a blessed person when you realize that you are headed somewhere. You are a blessed person when there is a consciousness that there is a glorious future. I prophesy to somebody here, no devil shall stop your future. No devil shall stop where you are going. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudness, amen. Who is a blessed person? Are you following something at all? So it is far beyond just having money now. Number what? Number four. It is the life that is filled with the abundance of divine resources. It's a blessed man. He's filled with the abundance. I'm not talking of earthly resources, divine resources. Genesis chapter 24 verse 1. The Bible said, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord has blessed him, blessed Abraham in all things, all things. That is the man, any angle of his life you look, something is working. Am I communicating? Any angle of his life you look at, something is working. Every angle, every department, every facet, something is working. Abundance. One man told me the other day, he said he would like to fly planes with me. I said, why? He said, he would like to enter an aeroplane with me anywhere I'm going. That is, he would be glad to fly with me. I said, what are you talking about? Why? He said, the way you walk before you board the flight is as if nothing can happen. I said, he has seen some pictures and some videos. The way you move, it's as if everything is under control. There is an abundance of divine resources. That includes the abundance of peace. Abundance of things that money can buy. Before this service is over, somebody is going to walk out of here blessed. Evidently and visibly blessed. If you are that person, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, everything is working around me. Everything about my life is working. Everything is on point. Number five, it is the life. This becomes physical now. It is the life that is visibly successful and flourishing. That this life is not hidden. It is visibly successful. Visibly flourishing. Visibly. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9. The Bible said, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. It's so visible. This man is not faking success. This man is not faking flourishing. He's visibly successful. Visibly flourishing. Somebody say loud, amen. Isaiah, Psalm 72, verse 7. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace, so long as The moon endures. Psalm 92, verse 10 all the way to verse 14. But my horn shall thou exalt, like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire on the wicked that rise up against me. He said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say, even in old age, they shall be fat and they shall be flourishing. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Very, very soon, everybody who see you will acknowledge that God has blessed you. Can I hear a louder amen? Even your enemies will confess that you are blessed. Even those who hate you will confess that God has blessed you. Say a loud amen. It is when it is visible that the blessing is confirmed. There's nothing you can do to hide it. That is when the blessing is confirmed. Hallelujah. Number six. It is the life that has visible divine presence and preservation. That is, when you see the man, God is with him. And his preservation is confirmed. It's a blessed man. Genesis 20 and verse 3, God came to Abimelech by night to warn him against Abraham, against Haman Abraham. Genesis 31 verse 24, God came to Laban in the night to warn him concerning Jacob. When a man is blessed, his preservation is heavy. When a man is blessed, you look for his trouble to your detriment. Allah, Allah. Look for his trouble, you are trying to jump into a moving, the part of a moving train. You are trying to hug and embrace transformer. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I am blessed, three times. I am blessed. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Say it. Now declare it at the top of your voice three times. I am blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed.
You see, there are things that God does for us that you must accept. There are some fake humilities that make people to evade what God has, what God has placed in them. It's not the humility at all.
Aye.
Take a bottle of Capel drink. Oh no, water is okay. You understand? No. Don't waste the money. Use the money for other things. Still is too good to believe. No. So there are ways in which you program your mind. You change your mind. You program your mind. When we go around the world, we are not going for show. If you see the stress and the intensity of what we do, and you envy us, I can give you the assignment that I'm doing now for 7 days. So you can try it. Say, this man is lucky. Come and taste the luck. For 7 days. I'm praying the night and come and preach in the morning. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, pray till morning and then continue. Now, so you. So, there is a way. Can you imagine now, after such a stress, then you go and sit down and be waiting for how to move from one crusade to another? You have three crusades in 1 week. And then after you finish this other crusade, you are sitting somewhere for 12 hours waiting for when to board a flight until the next crusade has finished. The people have gathered, they can't see you because you are very humble. If that is humility, you don't need stupidity extra. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So there are things that are so essential and things that God has said and done concerning you. Accept it. Embrace it. Embrace them with appreciation and gratitude to the Almighty. And so when you, there are things you say that change your mind. So somebody say, I am blessed 3 times. Now say it, I am visibly blessed. That is, everybody can see it. I am visibly. Say it 3 times. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah! So it is, that is, can you place the light? The light that has visible divine presence and preservation. Number 7, it is the life that is characterized by steady growth and progress. There is something that is steady about this life. The growth is steady. Progress is steady. I like this. Genesis 12 and in 26 and in verse 12. Bible said, and Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to verse 5. Abraham was at a point, a spot, until the blessing came upon him and he moved. When a man is blessed, when you see someone in whose life growth is steady, progress is steady, you confirm that this man, this person is blessed. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number 8, the life that is characterized by divine guidance and direction. I saw one of those who did the all-night prayer last night, dozing very well right now. But remember what I said. Sleep in the first service with your eyes open. We gave everybody the permission, those who pray throughout the night. Hallelujah. When you see a man whose life is guided, he is a blessed man. One of the greatest blessings you can have on earth is to be guided by God, but directed by God. This prayer we are doing now came out of about 3-4 directions. Back to back to back to back. This is needed now, needed now, needed now. Guided. Directed. Genesis chapter 12 has been our theme, where God spoke to Abraham, get out of your father's house. That's a blessed man. Genesis chapter 26 verse 1. There was famine in the land, and the Lord came to Isaac, a blessed man again. Don't go to Egypt like others. A blessed man. The life that is guided. That is, you are not left to yourself. One of the greatest blessings of life is when you are not left to yourself to decide what you want. Guided in ministry. Guided maritally. If I was not guided maritally, where will I be now? If I wasn't guided in ministry to what I'm doing, where will I be? Number 7. Number 7 now. What number are we going? The life that is characterized by divine guidance. You didn't write the scriptures there. I said Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Genesis 26, 1 to 3. And also Exodus 13 and in verse 21, where the Lord went before the children of Israel in a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. That is guided. It's a blessed man who is guided. Number 9. Now this is very, very important. It is the life that has the visible evidence of both the influence and goodness of God on their seed, their children, their seed. It is the life that has the evidence, that has the visible evidence of both the influence and the goodness of God on their seed. The influence and the goodness of God. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 2. He said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Psalm 128, verse 1 to verse 6. He said, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of your house. Your children shall be olive plants round about your table. Do you understand? Behold, that is how a man shall be blessed who fears the Lord. Children, olive plants means carriers of the anointing. Your children have, your seed have the influence of God. That is, you can see in their life that God touched them. At the age of 10, when our children reach the age of 10, we make them to do a 3-day fast. Total, no food. Just to follow their father's example. I was at the age of 11 when I did a 3-day fasting drive for the first time. After they have done it once, I think one or two of them or so will begin to do it on their own. Just frequently. On their own. Doing spiritual exercises on their own. Without coercion, without being compelled. The influence of God. Then the goodness of God. I announce today, because it's a blessing Sunday, nobody here shall have a liability child. Nobody here shall have a concerned child. A child that is a concern. A child that is a pain to you. A child that is a shame to the family. I declare today that agenda of hell is arrested. Say an amen, say a louder amen. Say the Lord knows amen. Say after me, I am blessed. And my seed is blessed. Again, I am blessed. And my seed is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Number 10. We have one more after that. It is the life that is a blessing to the world. We say a man is blessed when his life is a blessing to his world. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Genesis 12, verse 2 to 3. Job chapter 29, verse 11 to verse 13. I will bless you. See, when the ear heard me, it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. You are a blessing to the world. We say a man is blessed when his life is lived beyond himself. You are living beyond yourself. It's a blessed life. Finally, for this service, it is that life that is established in perfect peace. There is no blessing on earth like the blessing of peace. Isaiah 26 and in verse 3 said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusted in you. Peace. Psalm 37 and in verse 11 said, but the meek shall inherit the earth, and they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We saw that peace also in Psalm 72 and in verse 7. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. I've shown you 12 things, 11, that can make you tell. I like you to do that checklist. Is this one present in my life? Is this one present? If it is not present, Lord, you promise me the blessing, and I want it present. Hallelujah. Having said all of this, what are the secrets? All right, so let me go over it. Start from number one. If we say that somebody is blessed, it means he has a life that is in good standing relationship with God. Number two, is a life that enjoys the goodwill and the favor of the Almighty. Number three, it is a life that exists with the consciousness of a guaranteed glorious future. Number four, it is a life that is filled with the abundance of divine resources. Number five, is a life that is visibly successful and flourishing. Number six, it is that life that has visible divine presence and preservation. And number seven, it is a life that is characterized by steady growth and progress. Steady growth. Number eight, it's a life. Maybe you grew before and you stopped growing. That shall never be your portion anymore. It is a life that is characterized by divine guidance and direction. Number nine, the life that has visible evidence of both the influence and the goodness of God on their seed. Number 10, the life that is a blessing to the world. People look at you and you are a blessing to them. Number 11, it is a life that is established in perfect peace. The devil will never bury you in crisis. That is a prophecy to somebody. Your life shall not be buried in crisis. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Our time is gone, but I need to point out to you the secrets of the blessed life. Can I point that quickly? Number one, it's dedication, devotion, and affection for God. Dedication, devotion, affection for God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The place you give to God determines the place he will have for you. Tell me how much your heart beats after God, and I will tell you the extent to which you can be blessed. Number two is uprightness of character. Uprightness of character. Not crookedness. A lot of crooked people, crooked financially, crooked in every way, they want the blessing of God. It doesn't happen. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the see way of sinners now seated in the seat of his comfort. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you want God to bless you, avoid crooked deals. Avoid crooked businesses. Avoid the way of crookedness. Uprightness of character. Number three is obedience to divine instruction. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention. For God has something to say. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. If you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Your blessing is inside something God is saying. Find out what it is. Lord, what are you saying to me? Are you telling me about a new business line? Are you telling me to avoid certain kind of people? What are you saying to me? Your blessing is in something God is saying to you. Number four, after obedience, is walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. The covenant. As far as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 35, the Bible said, I've showed you all things, how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You want to be established in the blessing, the fight, like I said, is kindergarten. It's just barest minimum. Right? And givings, crusade givings. Givings. For church buildings. Givings towards the kingdom. It's a pathway to the blessing. Number four. Number five. Existence as a blessing to your world. When you exist as a blessing to your world. God told Abraham in Genesis 12 and in verse 2 to verse 3, he said, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shall be a blessing. Existence as a blessing to your world. The poor, the less privileged, the widow. One of our pastors said to me the other day, is having a challenge with a child or child's school fees. And I say, we are paying the school fees of people we don't know. You cannot have a child and you are struggling to pay the school fees. Send me your account detail. I will send you the school fees. One of our pastors, I sent the two children through university, paid from my pocket, not church. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And I'm saying this consciously for the pastors to hear, so that nothing puts you under pressure. Nothing puts you under pressure to ask anybody. Pass it up. Release testimonies down. Pass your temptations up. Don't share your challenge with somebody who is meant to be looking up to you. Hallelujah. I'm saying that consciously. And also very, very soon, as soon as immediately, any of them that have children in the school will have a massive, massive consideration for school fees. Massive. There are those already that have been assisted in school fees for their children personally, but this is going to go on a massive scale. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you decide to live a life that is a blessing to your world, you become an ocean that can never dry. You don't know, people will look at you and be wondering, what is the secret? You don't know dry season. We went to Ghana. They booked 35 rooms. 35 rooms, right? At Kempinski. 26 rooms, including the presidential suit. It's the number one in Accra. One of the one who pastors who came there said, do you know where you are at all? This hotel. How are you people getting money to do all these things? Everybody was in that hotel. Pastors that went. Everybody, right? Every single body. Instrumentalists, everybody. Every single body. In 5-star hotel. 7-star hotel.
It's world class.
World class. Paid for by one person. You say, God, give us money. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Paid for by one person. We left Togo to Accra in two planes.
Yes, sir.
They took off together, landed together.
Air convoy.
That was not a burden to the church. The church didn't pay a dime for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I announce today, you will be a blessing to your generation. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You will be a blessing to your generation. You will be a blessing to your generation. You will be a blessing to your generation. Shout the loudest, amen. And what I'm telling you, everybody was in the plane, oh, drummer, bassist, singer. But everybody was in it, as many as could. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I see somebody here in a short time. God will make you a surprise to yourself. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. That was existence as a blessing to your world. Number 6 is diligence and commitment to duty. God does not bless lazy people. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8. The Lord shall command a blessing upon you in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. The blessing of God is looking for what your hand is laid on. The blessing of God is in search of the work of your hands. Diligence and commitment to duty. Don't just sit in church speaking tongues and you believe that that is enough for the blessing. Never. You have to be energetic. You have to be kakratic. Kakratious. Do you understand what I'm saying? Finally, commitment to kingdom soul winning assignment. Commitment to kingdom soul winning assignment. Luke chapter 22 and in verse 35. Said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Go on assignment for him, and he will send your consignments to you. Did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. Go on assignment for him, and he will release your consignment to you. I welcome everyone here this morning to this blessing Sunday. I decree that before this month is over, it's a month of destiny for us. The destiny of ourselves, the destiny of this ministry, our nation. Before this month is over, God will confirm to you that his blessing is on your life. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Amen. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Amen. Do it well. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Worship him. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Eliyahu. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In the name of Jesus. The handheld mic looks like a weapon. So when it is time to do brutal assignment, we handle it. Want to pray brutally. Lift up your hands and let's give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the worship. Thank you, Master. Lift your voice and worship him. Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and honor him. Lift your hands and honor him. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I ask.
I ask.
All right, first say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word to me.
For your word to me.
Today.
Today.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me today.
To me today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask. That you give me the grace.
That you give me the grace.
To represent
your blessing.
Your blessing. To my generation.
My generation.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In the next 4 minutes or so, we shall be taking some prayer points that border on soul winning, and then I'll come back to prayer on our nation. And of course, like we just saw, serving God with soul winning is one of the greatest secrets of the blessing. I am talking from experience. It's one of the greatest secrets. Like I have said before, there are testimonies and things we can't say because it will beat the mind of people's imagination. There are things, Papa Yedeko once said, he said, there are instructions and lights that God has given him. He can't share with people Because Saul will stone you and say you are a heretic. If you say something, some light you walk in. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are testimonies. But I can tell you for sure that serving God with your life and serving Him with your strength and serving Him with your resources and serving Him on His assignment is guaranteed platform for the blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Lift up your hands now and let us take a few minutes and pray. Go on ahead.
In the name of Jesus, Psalm 110, Psalm 110, verse number 3, it says, "Thy people shall be willing." Let's read together now. One, two, go. "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth." Please lift up your hands and let's pray together. Say, "Father, we ask that you baptize every member of the evangelism squad as well as the church flock with tireless zeal, passion, enthusiasm, and willingness unto soul winning in this season. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and lift your voices. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
But
if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
In whom the God of this world has blinded their minds. We are all reading together. We believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ,
who is the image of God, should shine unto us. Now pray with me. Say, Father, we break the grief of the God of this world on the hearts, minds, and eyes of the souls in our harvest field to receive the glorious gospel that we present unto their salvation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Luke chapter 5. Verse 4 and 5.
Now when
launch into the deep and let down your nets for a drought.
And Simon said unto him, Master, we have found oil all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets.
Let's pray together. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you will
breathe upon your evangelism,
our evangelistic
effort in this season. Empower our tools unto a harvest of multitudes of souls. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Israel shall blossom above and fill the face of the world with fruits.
Galatians 4:19.
My little children, of whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask for both the grace and the wisdom needed for successful discipleship and establishment of every soul. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anyone in need of surrender to Jesus? You want your sins forgiven? You want today to make a new day for you? Our time is so far gone, I'm sure. Please, don't anyone coming in for second service, you just hold on briefly. We're taking some time. You are in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins. Please step forward here. While that is happening, the communion is being passed quickly. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and come forward here and say, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. We live in very dangerous days. All right, if you fall into calamity at this time, where are you going at the end of your journey? Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here, and let me pray for you. I want to give my life to Christ. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. While they are doing so, communion is passed around. Let's go. Father, we give you the praise. Lord, I give you my soul. Give you my life.
Lord, I give you my heart.
While that is happening, pick up your offerings, your tithes and your pledges.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment that I'm awake. Lord, have your way. Lord, I give you.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you.
I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
I'm away.
Have your way.
Everybody see
you.
Mashaka kala 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 kala. Mashiko kala 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 kala.
I live for you.
I live for you alone. You alone.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way, have your way in me.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the honor. 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 Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Anywhere you are in the crowd still, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You know that God is not happy with the way you are living. You want your sins forgiven. You want
Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Place your hand on your chest wherever you are and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Say it louder. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You prayed that prayer and you meant it. Step forward here. Everyone in the crowd, in the congregation, I receive you forward as well. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want an addiction broken, a lifestyle broken, something you are not happy with. Quickly, step forward here. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here. And let us receive you. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. El Shaddai, thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you. Quickly come forward here. I pray for everyone here today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.